on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Okay, I need for you to think of a dream that you just can't seem to forget. Like a dream you've had some point in your life that like just pops in your head when I say, like, what's that one dream you just can't seem to forget about? Okay, it's going to be important in this next segment. Y'all, for some reason, I've been having the same exact dream every single night this whole entire week. And we've got a dream expert on the show to try to figure out what's going on with this. It's Mix 106.5, Kramer and Jess. Lori Loewenberg, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. So Lori is a certified dream analyst. What does that mean for those that have never experienced a Lori Loewenberg session on our show before?
I help you understand what your dream means. I help you connect it to what's going on in your real life. And I help you find the message, the guidance, even the warnings that you are giving yourself through the dream.
Yeah. And that's why Lori's on today. And in a couple seconds too, we're going to break down some of these like dreams that you could be having that people come to Lori for quite often, because some of these might resonate with you as well. Lori, it's not the same dream every night, but this whole week, repetitively, I have been having some version of a dream of me being in a car and I lose control of the car. One night it was crashing off of a cliff. Another night it's been people coming like into my lane and like eventually like I'm crashing into them. One night it was like I couldn't stop the car. Like it's car crashes. I don't know what the deal is. But of course, it's like freaking me out, because then, of course, I wake up and I drive to work and I'm like 10 and 2, 10 and 2.
Right. Now, when you get a series of dreams like this that seem to continue night after night because they are commenting on something going on with you right now, currently in your life, in these dreams, do you remember anything you are saying to yourself or thinking to yourself while in the dream?
They're not just like peaceful Sunday morning drives. Mm-hmm. It feels like I've got somewhere I've got to be. I'm late for something.
Okay. Can you connect that sense of time pressure to real life right now?
Yeah. Romantically, I do feel like I'm a little bit on the clock right now. I'm divorced and I feel very rushed to figure this out. My birthday's coming up. In a couple of, damn it, Lori.
I'm sorry.
My birthday's coming up in a couple of weeks. And yet another birthday of like not feeling, at least romantically, like everything else kind of feels like it's back on track, except for okay. Like romantically, I'm just like, okay, here it comes. Like another year of like not quite romantically figuring it out again, you know?
Look at these dreams as illustrating your thoughts.
Hmm.
If your thoughts were a movie, would they look like this dream?
Probably. Because I do feel like there's probably a lot of things that make me feel like I don't quite have it together. I don't think it's probably just one thing of why romantically I can't quite get it together yet. This job makes it tough. I think that my lifestyle makes it tough. I think that my expectations make it tough. So okay. I think there's a lot of things that maybe are making my love life crash right now.
Crash and burn.
Yeah. Damn it, Lori. Is this it? Am I just stressed out about my love life?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, you are. So what do you do?
So what you take from it is, you know, how can you refocus your thoughts? Seems to me from this conversation and from your dreams that you got to relook at how your thoughts are, reimagine your thoughts, so to speak. So put yourself in a convertible red Ferrari and you come across a beautiful blonde or brunette or whatever. You pull over safely and spark up a wonderful conversation with her that she simply cannot resist. Reimagine your thoughts that way. Mm-hmm. So when you're going throughout your day and you're thinking, oh, shoot, my birthday's coming up, another year without a companion, think, okay, a new beginning, a new way to cruise through my life.
Don't fear the birthday. See it as like maybe 42 is the big one. maybe this is it.
I'm so much wiser now. I can do things better than all those other years.
And that will make all the nightmares go away.
Exactly. Because your dreams are a continuation of your thoughts from the day.
That's wild. Well, thank you. I'm so curious if you've ever had one of these three dreams before. What are like the three most popular dreams that you typically get asked about? Because I'm sure people listening have had one of these dreams before. So what are they?
Well, I would say the one that people ask me about the most is the ex.
My ex is in my dream. Ooh, yes. That's a good one.
So, of course, it depends on the ex you're dreaming about. Is it your first love? Is it your most recent ex? Was it the abusive ex? You know, who the ex is matters. But the way to figure out why you're dreaming about your ex is because there's something about that relationship that still exists within you today. So ask yourself, what stands out the most to you from that relationship? Were you cheated on? Was it amazing and you messed it up? You know, what stands out the most to you?
Interesting.
Then take that and apply it to right now. How can that be a lesson for you? Are you reliving the same pattern right now? Or is there something about that relationship that you want in your life right now? Maybe, you know, if it was your first love, maybe you want that feeling back. Even if you're in a current relationship and the relationship is great, you could still dream about your first love, not because you want them back, but you want that feeling back.
Yeah. So don't call them, don't text them. That's not what I mean.
No. A lot of people think, does this mean I should get back in touch with them? No.
Wow.
No. What is the lesson is the biggest thing. What can you learn from that relationship and how can that benefit now?
That's good. Okay. What else do people come to you for?
Okay. Dreaming of death. Your own death or the death of a loved one, the death of a child, the death of your partner. So when you dream of death, it is not literal. It is symbolic, as all dreams are. Dreams speak in a symbolic, metaphoric language. So don't take them literally. When you dream of death, that means that there's some kind of change or ending happening in your life or with the person you're dreaming about. So if you dreamt about the death of your child, that means that that is the end of a phase of their life.
Mm.
Not the end of their life, but the end of a part of their life. So maybe they started school. Maybe they've started feeding themselves. Maybe they don't want you to hold their hand in the parking lot anymore.
So it could be something as simple as that.
Yeah, but it's the way your subconscious mind is mourning that phase of life.
Wow. Okay. We're talking to Lori Loewenberg, dream analyst. Give us one more really popular dream that you always get that maybe people listening can like analyze in their own dreams.
The other one that I get asked about the most is the back at school dream. And there's always a pressure connected to it. You're late for class. You're not prepared for a test. You had a big project due and you didn't do it. You can't open your locker, you're naked, you know, all kinds of stresses happen.
Yeah.
So the school dream I have found is connected to job or career stress because school is your first job. So look at job or career first. Does the stress you have in your dream feel similar to some kind of stress you're having in real life? You know, is there time pressure you're feeling in the dream? Is there, you're trying to find your place, you know, you can't find your locker, you can't find your class. Are you trying to find your place in career? You know, are you not where you feel you should be in your job or career?
Lori, you always tell us the coolest things about our dreams. LoriLoewenberg.com to get your dream analyzed, or you can literally just search dream expert and you'll find her on there. Thank you so much for coming on. You're literally the best.
Well, you're the best too, and sweet dreams.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.